With a number of unresolved issues last year, a single-year contract was signed for this year's Park City Sunday Market. City Manager Diane Foster says a working group was formed containing members of the market, the historic Park City Alliance, the City Council, and staff. This group, she says, has been meeting monthly to sort out the issues.
We did a one-year agreement just because there was a lot of territory to cover. And in a lot of ways, the new committee that's been set up with representatives from City Council, with the Historic Park City Alliance. And so that was kind of a trial. And it's actually gone really well. You know, hearing from staff, the coordination amongst that group is quite good.
All right. So we can expect more than a single-year contract?
We don't know that yet, but we're in discussions.
That's Park City Manager Diane Foster. Members of the Alliance and the Working Group have said they'd like more attention paid to the type of vendors allowed at the market in order to decrease direct competition with Main Street merchants. The group will also address the issues of parking along Park Avenue to reduce the impacts of the market on the residential neighborhood. The current contract with the Silly Market expires September 30th. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.